This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
According to Peter Van Buren, there's another virus loose in the land. He refers to it as learned helplessness. The previous pandemic and lockdown encouraged many Americans to adapt by no longer challenging the ever-shifting rules promoted by various politicians. He wonders why we'd allow the government to deny us the opportunity to say goodbye to a parent dying in a hospital. And now that we're in this post-vaccination period, it seems hard for some Americans to remove their mask and get back to normal. American psychologists Martin Seligman and Stephen Meyer created the term learned helplessness in 1967. They were studying the animal behavior and found that if dogs learned that they could not escape from something unpleasant, they simply stopped trying to get away. Even if the barrier was removed, the dogs wouldn't try to escape. During the lockdown, we also had enforcers who increased the likelihood of learned helplessness. A waiter that used to serve you now orders you to wear a mask. Flight attendants that used to serve drinks suddenly have the power to have security remove you from an airplane. Even customers in a store started acting like hall monitors in school. Peter Van Buren acknowledges that Americans are not comfortable accepting that their lives are being manipulated at this level, the way, for example, many Russians assume it to be so. But then he reminds us that many of the temporary security and surveillance measures enacted after 9/11 are still controlling our lives 20 years later. I recently did a commentary on the increased anxiety in America and the phenomenon psychologists call the cave syndrome. Many Americans don't seem ready to re-engage with society. The phenomenon of learned helplessness may be another reason why it's hard to get back to normal. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Racism, go to viewpoints.info/racism. That's viewpoints.info/racism.